Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi ladies, it's Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we are discussing the workout that gets you results. As 2015 comes to a close and the new year is quickly approaching, it's time to start thinking about what your workout routine is going to look like in 2016. Now, I do have personal suggestions. That is, after all, why I created programs like the Sexy Mama Program and the Get Real, Get Sexy Coaching Program to help moms reach their goals physically. And also, you know, in their lives. So if you're interested in any of my programs, you can check them out at sexymamamovement.com. And that's mama spelled M-A-M-A. All right, so let's get right into it. So the basic premise of all of this is, you know, you can make excuses or you can make progress. And I prefer to choose progress. Excuses are really easy to make, but I'd like to see that progress. So number one, the workout that gets you results is the workout that you will actually do. So think about when you're deciding on what workout to do, is it something that you can make time for, something that you can do with the physical and financial resources that you have, and something that you can get into and enjoy? Because every workout shouldn't be a drudgery. You shouldn't dread it and hate that time while you're in it. Yes, you should push yourself and you should really give 100% when you're in your workout. And in those moments, sometimes I do hate my workout. Honestly, I don't really enjoy working out. I like the way that it makes me feel. I like the results that it gives me. That's my motivation for working out. So I like to make my workouts as efficient as possible. And that's something that I will actually do. Number two, speaking of, the workout that gets you results is not annoyingly long. Honestly, you shouldn't, again, dread your workout. You shouldn't dread the length of it going into a 2-hour workout or a 1-hour workout even. When I used to be a long distance runner, I enjoyed running. But then when I quit enjoying running and it became a chore and it became a drudgery, I changed. I changed everything. And I'm glad I did, because that's when I started seeing results in my body and in my energy. So ask yourself, are these workouts a realistic length for me? And third, the workout that gets you results is not complicated. Ideally, you shouldn't even have to get fancy or bulky equipment or go, you know, really far out of your way to find all this crazy stuff. I personally like to keep things simple because we live in a small space and our family is only growing. So whatever workout equipment I have is really just the essentials. I will say that I keep a few different kettlebells, a couple dumbbells, and a pull-up bar. And we had a little bit of an upgrade that we put some wooden rings so we can do some pull-ups on those downstairs. But other than that, I mean, we don't, you know, have any crazy equipment. I mean, it's simple. It's to the point. And if I really want to get into some super heavy lifts, I'll just hit up the Y down the street. But I find that between kettlebells and body weight, I can sculpt and maintain a pretty strong, functional, and sexy body. Now, in future episodes, we'll get more into the details of what makes a good, effective, efficient workout. But you can't get any more detailed and to the point than the programs that I've already put together for you. Because if you want short workouts that get you results, that get you in and out of your workout as efficiently as possible, that you can do at home. And if you really wanted to do outdoors, you could do outdoors, you could do at a gym, you could add some extra challenge and get some different variety of weights by going to a gym. But it's not necessary. You can get amazing results by using your body weight and using whatever you have around your house, including your kids. Yeah, your kids can make pretty good workout buddies and they can add a little extra weight to your workout. So consider these 3 points as you look for your workout and establish your workout routine for this new year. Again, that is 1, the workout you will actually do. 2, the workout that is not annoyingly long. And 3, the workout that is not complicated. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me on the Journey to Sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.